My olive tree was holding, it was on one GoPro the whole time, and my GoPro actually shit itself in Budapest and Slovenia, so I missed like two key countries of the trip, which was like cool shots, and I thought that was game over.
Hey everyone, this is Ben Warren from bpo.co.nz, and you're listening to My Kiwi Life with Will Fleming. To hear me and Will ponder a bit of life, download episode 8 on mykiwilife.com.
Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of My Kiwi Life with me, your trusty host, Will Fleming. And I'm trying to be trusty. That's the thing, you know, I'm trying to be honest. I've had a good week of self-reflection. If I go back a step, man, what a week it's been. Week 3 or 4 into my new job, that's going full on. Yeah, and there'll be a developing story with that. I've started a weekly vlog. Many of you may have seen that. You can find that on YouTube right now, The Will Fleming Vlog. And I'm still trying to work out what the heck's going on with it, just like my podcast. The podcast is where we ponder life. I want the vlog to be somewhere where we enjoy life, you know? What's some simple things we can take and film and do that are fun and good for us? For example, the other day, we blew up balloons filled with water in slow motion, and it was like five adults laughing and giggling. You know, we got out heaps of old boxes, we jumped on it. And so I'm thinking maybe there's something in just filming the very simple things that kids like, you know? Maybe that's what we need to do, is get back to that. Anyway, today we're focusing on podcasting and my Kiwi life. So we've got a great guest today. His name is Logan Dodds, and he's pretty much an internet celebrity. He's the first, you know, YouTube star that I've met, and he's a cool dude. He's a Kiwi dude. So if you don't know who Logan is, jump online, Google Logan Dodds. He's gone around the world filming on his GoPro from awesome locations with awesome people. Just really is awesome, for lack of a better vocabulary. Okay, so what's his story? Well, you'll hear during the podcast that his path wasn't mapped out, okay? And that's the first step, and ticking the right box for me. I like this idea that, you know, he's not trying to say, I'm a complete brand. He's a work in progress, all right? He had some stuff go on in his childhood that's forced him to have a perspective. And it's what we talk about on the podcast, you know? It's this idea of your trauma becomes your superpower. And Logan is someone who I think is channeling that superpower in the right direction. So I have an awesome chat with Logan, and I hope you really enjoy this. A few thanks before we kick off. Crawford, thank you, man, for making this week possible. It was a tricky one this week. We only had a limited time to record. It was during a lunch break. Man, it was busy. But we did it. Thumbs up, bro. High fives. Way to go. Like to thank Paul Spain and the crew from Podcasts NZ. Google podcasts.nz now and listen to a catalogue of awesome Kiwi podcasts, with a really cool podcast coming up soon featuring someone in the public eye that you do know. So that's a new podcast that's coming. It's about all I can say for now, but we'll be plugging that over the next few weeks. Anyone else? I'd like to thank Moni, my wife, for being very patient with me. Like I said in, you know, other podcasts, the new job is challenging. And I do say, you know, it's challenging because you know your old enemy. And I'll explain what I mean. When you do a job that you don't like, there's a certain amount of safety areas in your head, places you go to that you know you can get right. It doesn't mean you enjoy your job, but it means you know the areas where you can nail. And I'm missing that. I'm missing having my comfort zones. So I have no regrets about changing jobs, but I do miss the things that I can do really well, you know, when you're out of your comfort zone. And I've been thinking a lot about comfort zones and stuff like that. And some of you may have heard me talk about this idea. I call it my Batman example. But I'll share it with you if you're a new listener. So basically, in Batman Begins, some of you just clicked off. This guy's talking about superheroes. What the? Ra's al Ghul burns down Bruce Wayne's house. Now, you don't really need to know the details. All you need to know is a bad guy's burning down a good guy's house. Alfred, many of you know Alfred, who's the trusty sidekick. walks in the house. The house is burning down. Bruce Wayne's unconscious. He's on the floor, and there's a big pillar from the roof which has fallen on him. Now, Alfred looks at Bruce and shouts to him. He says, "Bruce, what good are all those press-ups if you can't lift the wood off you now?" And for some reason that sticks with me, and I'll tell you why. It's because all of these things we do that put us out of our comfort zone, I feel like that's all training. That's our press-ups. But what we need is someone to like look at us and say, "What good is all of that out of comfort zone stuff if you don't use it when you need to?" Man, it's weird how I rant as soon as I push record. Anyway, here we go with this week's podcast. Logan Dodds, the GoPro star, the YouTube star, the internet celebrity, joins me, Will Fleming, on My Kiwi Life. If you're new to the show, thank you and welcome. This is the place for you. Lots of new likes on the Facebook page, lots of interactions. This is good stuff, team. We're going places together. High fives, hugs to everyone.
My Kiwi Life, let's play the game of life today. My Kiwi Life, the ups and downs we live each day. This is my Kiwi Life. Oh, this is my Kiwi Life.
We're not really like professional or anything, but we do have like a growing audience.
Yeah, what's your audience at the moment?
Yeah, it's about probably 2,000 to 3,000 downloads. So yeah, to their phone.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very like, what's the right word? It's very, I won't use, you can use these if you want, just so you can hear yourself. The audience is very committed, you know, because they're like, when you listen to podcasts, it's to get you to work. It's help you when you're taking the kids for a walk. And bro, there's podcasts on everything, like gardening or whatever. So our one's kind of like, if you're also not sure what the fuck's going on, tune into us and we'll kind of like not guide you through, but just talk with all these people, you know. And the idea is that it will be our job, but at the moment we're just putting in the hard yards of like, you know, touching base with people. Are we going crawl?
This guy's got a purpose.
Have you done many like radio things, because it's all visual, eh, your stuff at the moment?
I've done a couple of gigs for the Edge. Station went in there. I'd done a gig around the States that they sent me on. And so I went and launched it, the video with them.
And are you like, what's the lay of the land for you? Are you like the GoPro sponsored, like, or are you freelance, or
I'm sort of bit of everything, really. Like, there's nothing haven't committed really to any brands bar in New Zealand at the moment that I'm just doing a campaign for.
Yeah. And is it basically where you, because you know Casey Neistat, he pretty much did his Nike video.
Yeah.
And then everyone said, look, just plug it if you want, we'll just give you all these resources. Is that kind of like,
oh man, that guy's killing it. That's the video, I've actually taken a little bit of inspiration out of that Nike video.
Nice.
And that's, you'll see it when it's launched in a couple of weeks. There's a little bit of inspiration from there.
Oh, boom. Oh, sweet. Well, we'll link to that. This comes out on Monday, so we'll be a little bit ahead. But for people who haven't, we're going crawl. Sweet. For people who maybe are living under a rock, or they're like, Logan, who the hell's that guy? Like, what's the story? Is it true what the media was saying? So, plumber.
Yep.
And pretty much said, if that, I'm out.
Yeah, man. So basically, take it right back. Yeah, left school. I sort of was a kid at school that was always falling asleep in the back of the class.
Bro, that's cool.
Never really.
All those kids who are falling asleep at the back, they're like, that's what I need to do.
Like, English class was literally just nod it back, seat back on the end of this classroom wall, just cruising off. So I was just like, oh, it's a waste of time being at school. So I left at the end of sixth form. My old man was like, if you want to leave school, you got to either get a trade or get a decent job. And that's what his old man said to him. He left when he was 15 as well. He just hated it.
Yeah.
So I did. Got a plumbing apprenticeship. When I was 18, my old man passed away, just out of the blue. It was Wednesday night, actually. Just boom. Had a brain aneurysm, just out of the blue.
Warning?
Nah, he wasn't a smoker, wasn't a drinker, wasn't the like poster boy of the person that gets him. So that sort of really turned my life upside down, as you can imagine. And then finished my plumbing apprenticeship when I was 20. everyone else was sort of at uni, sussing their stuff out. I went, finished my plumbing apprenticeship, just saved up, and then I was just like, man, done, want to change. So I went overseas. I signed a footy contract, player union, over just northeast of London.
Yep.
So I was up there for 9 months. Went back down to London after 9 months, after the season. Had a sort of tiki tour around there, done a bit of travel. It was wicked. And then a close family friend passed away that February. So that was about a year and a half into my 2 year working visa. So, and then I went back to New Zealand for 6 months. And then I went back over, in June 2015. And I saw a sort of couple of travel videos before I left. And I had had a bit of travel plans. I was like, man, it'd be wicked just to sort of document it and sort of everyone back home just to say, look what I'm doing, sort of thing.
Exactly.
And that's what the video of Summer Days, that's what took off, that's went viral.
How many hits did you end up getting?
So my one personally got 1.3 million.
Wow.
Was another,
it like quick? Were you logging in? Did you get addicted to
it? Man, like it was crazy. Like literally I posted it on, I remember it was on a Tuesday morning at work at 9 a.m. and it took off fast. Like within the hour it was like 50,000 views and I was just like, what's going on? This is pretty crazy. And like it just literally just took off. And then the first I went out for dinner with the boys that night, and at 9 p.m. so in 12 hours it was like 300,000 views.
Wow.
Which is I was blown away. So then it got, I think it was 3 days, it got 1 million views. Another guy, like another influencer on social media, posted it, DJ Reminis. He's got quite a big following. His one he posted got 3.4 million as well.
It's like people just imagine what that's like. But I really love that idea that, you were at work and you were like checking
in. Man, I was plumbing just like, plumbing for me is, every day I was turning up to work, like dreading getting out of bed.
But people are in that zone now.
Man, like you wouldn't have a clue. Like I'd stay up late dreading to go to sleep because I knew I had to get up for work the next day, and then I'd be tired, and then it was just, like a dominoes effect.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, I'm more than a plumber. I've got more to offer the universe than, sitting and putting pipes in a wall.
It's so cool that you say that, because if you think about it, that story you said about your dad and his dad, that's the way life's been rolling.
Yeah, man.
And the fact that, like, I don't say to my kids, and we might be the first generation of people to say, well, if you want to leave school, get a backup.
Yeah.
How much damage does that do to your mind? And you're in this zone of being a sponge, but you're trying to like just survive because you got to get up and go to work.
I knew like for a good couple of years, probably into my apprenticeship, I was like, nah, it's not for me.
Yeah.
But it was money, and it allowed me to travel, and it was a good stepping stone to where I am today. Mm. But yeah, it's just been nuts.
What's the craziest thing? Like if you go from that same kind of feeling of watching that video just get pumping up numbers to some of the experiences you have, is there one thing that you're like, I can't believe that happened?
Yeah, like when it had 1 million views, when it ticked over, like it was perfect time, and I was with all my close friends in London. We were having a couple of drinks, and we kind of anticipated that it was going to tick over. So we had a couple of drinks to sort of celebrate. One of my friends made me a cake. Well, she bought a cake and then ripped viral with a couple of lollies. And then we just kind of ticked over 1 million views, and we're just playing the music. And I was just so, like, at that moment, I was just so happy because I was like, man, this is an opportunity I can grab by the balls. I was with my closest friends, and something that I created myself from what I loved, like traveling, and, I'm so passionate about it that other people, can get a vibe and can inspire people to travel and just put a smile on their face, even is something that was pretty cool for me.
And it's cool too that, like, if we can somehow work out to do something that we really enjoy and get paid for it, how mean would that be?
Oh, mate, yeah.
And I mean, not everyone wants to be a, YouTube star or a podcaster or whatever, but I just feel like we put so little time into, hey, Logan, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
It's kind of like all the advice sounds like to most kids is, well, if you're going to do something a bit off the beaten track, you better have a backup.
Yeah. So, oh, exactly. That's the thing. But, you know, my biggest goal in life is to be happy. And if I can create a living off doing something that I love doing, you know, I feel like you won't have to work another day in your life. Won't have to dread getting out of bed. You can get out of bed with a spring in your step and attack the day. Yeah. I was, I was turning up to work half-assing it, sort of not really putting my heart and soul into plumbing. And it was unfair on myself, it was unfair on my bosses, you know, not giving my all. And then, you know, I would have stuff-ups on the jobs because of that. I was counting down the day, like, just literally wishing the days away on my phone, like, wasting data, wasting their time, my time, where I could be putting, you know, something, my, you know, putting guides into something. So that's kind of every day I was turning up to work, being like, I'm more than this, I've got something else to offer. So it's good to be able to sink my teeth into something.
You know, and that's the key, if you think about. Well, I mean, that's the reason I started this pod too, Acrawl, because we're just like, it's on repeat, it's Groundhog Day. You got to get up, you got to go to work. And there's nothing like, I mean, everyone knows that if you're a worker, you know that feeling of dread.
Yeah.
You know, going to work it makes anxiety.
Yeah.
And you know you have to, because society's built up where if you don't do it, you don't get to eat. You know, you can't do anything. But I don't know, man. It just feels like you found that little secret bit. And I mean, what do you think you would have got out of plumbing anyway? Would there have been?
Eventually, but this was sort of like, you know, my chance had come early maybe. And it was an opportunity that just arose out of the blue, which I maybe wasn't expecting. But I'm just trying to grab that opportunity now by the balls and try and make, you know, a living off it where I can be happy.
Is it working?
Starting to. Yeah, it's
hard.
Yeah, it's not easy. Like, you know, it's not that weekly sort of paycheck. You know, you've got, this is how much money you got for the week. This is what you got next week. So it's trying to get used to that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and trying also to find more work and trying to find what the next thing is. But it's kind of exciting at the same time, as you know, like, this is what I wanted. So this is what I've got.
Exactly.
I've given out to the universe and it's given back. So it's cool. Time to, you know, just grab it and do something with it.
And, I mean, there must be a feeling too, like, because, you know, the way we consume content now is real brutal.
Yeah.
It's just like, I watched it. No one goes into really that much thinking about how many places you visited, the shots you considered, you know, all of that stuff. They're just like, oh, that was mean.
Yeah.
And they move on.
Exactly.
And so it's kind of like, you want to make sure that, like, if you've got that, all the eyes on you, like, what's the next step? And I mean, there must be so many people offering advice too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
like all the sharks come out and they're like, oh, just sell our product.
Yeah. There is a few people coming, like, especially this day and age, you know, social media and the way advertising and is hitting. But it's just about picking and choosing the right fit for your brand, and staying true to yourself as well, not endorsing something that you're not about. Or
true that. Well, there's a certain level of honesty which we talk about.
Yeah.
Like, we put ourselves out there, and it kind of, like, I think about it a lot, and this idea of, if it came out that, say, for example, I'm talking all this stuff about, you know, it's good to have conversations, but in my real life I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Someone's going to find out, like, you're going to Bill Cosby yourself, you know? Like, for years he was the man.
Yeah, exactly.
But it turns out he was a dick the whole time. And I hate that idea. And I'm pretty sure, hopefully over this next kind of 10 years, that will be the best bit of social media.
Yeah.
Just to weed out the unhonesty, you know?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, social media is quite a fake life in some sense. Yeah. Like, it's a highlights reel of your life, which is sort of, I'm just trying to stay true to myself and try and post things that I believe in, and if I can inspire people a little bit to do something that they love, or, you know, just quit their job if they're not happy, or, you know, life, I found out with my dad passing out of the blue that, you know, life's so short and can be taken away, you know, at any time. Him and my mum had some travels planned, and he couldn't obviously do it, so she went off by herself and she did it for a year.
Wow.
So that sort of inspires me as well to go out and do it. And then it's sort of a good force for me to do things that he couldn't do.
I mean, we've had conversations here with, you know, what was Sally Craw? She was like a therapist, a change therapist. But there was this idea that these traumatic moments in our life almost turn into our superpowers.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So you have to deal with such a gnarly moment that it forces you to have a different outlook on the world.
Absolutely. And
it sounds like that's kind of what you've gone through.
Exactly, mate. It's it was the hardest thing in my life, but it shaped me to who I am today. I'm a lot more thick skin. But you know, everything happens for a reason, I think. And whatever that reason was, who knows, but I'm still trying to figure that out.
Bro,
I'm just trying to do it.
Yeah. Well, I love it. And the fact that you're not saying I'm a finished brand, it's that you're still it's the ongoing journey, right?
Absolutely.
You know, you're like, well, I don't know what the future brings, but I at least know what I don't want, you know?
I don't
want that dread. And I think when you're in that dread, man, it's as addictive as like change, because I realize this, I just changed jobs. And apologies to anyone listening who I was working with at my old job, but there is that dread. You know, you got to go to work. But it's also like when you change, you realize it's like you want to be close enough to your enemy because you know what the bad things are with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like at times with my new job, I'm out of my zone sometimes and I don't know what's going on. And I miss the old job because I knew what to expect. You know?
Yeah.
So when you're totally out of your comfort zone, and it's almost like, why I like you, it sounds like being out of your comfort zone, you maybe know you're in the right place.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I'm one of those people that I do enjoy my comforts, but then I really don't like I really like stepping out of my comfort zone, and that's the exciting part of what I'm doing. Like I get quite itchy feet staying in one place for too long.
Yeah.
So it's always sort of what's next, what can I do to get that sensation back of, you know, out of my comfort zone.
Has there been any kind of like times on your trips where you were out of your comfort zone, like with safety?
Totally. There's a lot of situations that you get yourselves into when you're traveling. I was traveling for when I was recording the video, it was like 6 weeks worth of travel, and the video was 4 minutes. So, you know, that's 4 minutes of highlights.
Yeah.
But like the overnight trains, you're sleeping on, wouldn't even call them a chair, like, you know, you're sleeping on the ground of a train. One night we ended up we're going from Slovenia to Budapest, I think, or something along those lines, and it was like a 12-hour train, and we rushed and got the good seats, and we're like, boom, we've sussed it, got to lay them back. And then it was sort of an hour into it, and then the train, one of the people on the train was like, no, it's splitting here. The next stop is you got to get back. And there was just no seats. We literally were on the floor for a good 9 hours, sleeping on the floor of the train. But that's the sort of part of traveling as well, which is quite cool. It makes you appreciate the boys. If you got a saying, it's the lows that make the highs high.
Nice.
You know? So it's sleeping on the trains, it's the overnight buses, it's the long slogs up the hills, or just to get those views, or you know, to get that rush of emotions, just to that's what I sort of love about traveling.
I love that idea too, that like we try and avoid bad times, like the walk up the hill or the walk in the rain, but like they're the ones that you laugh back on later.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you don't remember like the roller coaster ride, but you remember being like, I don't know, locked out of the, or some craziness that happened, you know?
Yeah.
And it's almost like we need to remember that those moments have to happen, you know?
Oh, exactly.
So all of the good moments you have on your...
Yeah.
There's all the other moments as well, you know?
It's what makes life fun. If it was just all, you know, glitter and joy, it wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah. Did you ever, like, were you just looking for those shots, or did you record other stuff as well, like vlogs or anything?
I never really thought it would sort of be what it is. Yeah, I recorded like the best bits, the best moments of the trip, but I didn't really record too much else.
Mm. And what about storing it? Did you have a computer with you?
Nah, mate, I literally was holding, I was on one GoPro the whole time, and my GoPro actually shit itself in Budapest and Slovenia, so I missed like two key countries of the trip, which was like cool shots, and I thought that was game over.
Yeah.
But it ended up fixing itself, and the SD card sort of retained what it had on it, bar those two countries. But, like, I'm not from a background like that. Like, it was literally just one GoPro. I was like, oh, this would be kind of cool to do.
Yeah.
And that sort of, I guess that shows in the video that it's quite amateurly, like, it's not too high production, and that's kind of what makes it cool because it's achievable for people.
Hard out. I mean, what about the transition, you know, the hand to camera, which has been ripped off, I've seen.
Oh, mate, yeah.
Bro, you must be gutted.
I get tagged like weekly or like daily in videos like that. It's definitely had its use.
Man, because it seems such a simple transition, but really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I liked watching a video before we came in today that, like, I think it was the one where you might have been in Germany and you're doing with the beer cup and your props around you became part of it. And, like, did you just come up with that?
Before I left, I saw a video that had a similar sort of transition.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I could sort of make that cool. And it was just something so simple but so effective that probably makes it what it is, as well as the landscapes and the crazy places we were.
Oh, I love it, man. You know the times when you're traveling to the place to get the shot? It strikes me interesting because there's some travel to get to the next place. But what's really cool is you're having that time for yourself, you know? So what we get to see in the end product is the hand come up to camera, and then it goes away and you're in a different location.
Yeah.
But that time must be healthy, like the long-ass train trip.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like you're meditating in those times, like pondering, oh, it's going to be cool. I wonder what I'm going to see when I'm there.
Yeah.
You're like in that moment as opposed to thinking, oh, no, tomorrow I'm going to be at another sweet location. And I wonder if that's the real problem with like work. You know what I mean? That you don't have that sense of wonder and you got nothing to look forward to in terms of just, I've got to go. I don't know, I'm torn with it because if we didn't have tradies, nothing would get done.
No, exactly.
You know, so I'm like, we can't really tell them, just all leave your job, buy your GoPro and bugger off. But at the same time, I think, you know, if I guess the key signs are if you're just bummed out and anxiety's in you and you're feeling kind of like that dread we talked about, something's not going down right.
Man, people turn up to plumbing loving it, you know? Like these guys that turn up with a smile on their face and jump out of bed to get on the tools. Just for me personally, it wasn't for me. I don't really even like getting my hands dirty. So, and I'm allergic to concrete dust. So, so it was a stupid career choice, really.
That's awesome. How are you dealing with being recognized and like having randoms like me contacting you and saying, hey, man, can we have some of your time? How's that going?
Yeah, it's tough to get my head around it. My best friend is Sean Johnson, so I've always been on the other side of it. I've been the guy taking the photos. So it's quite strange that people want to have their photos with me or know who I am it's quite bizarre to get used to. I don't mind like people coming up to me. It's cool to have a chat to someone and tell them about my travels and have them ask them if they're going traveling. It is cool. I don't mind it at all. It's cool.
I guess we're purposely putting ourselves out there, but for you it was kind of like, I want to document this, I want to make something cool, and then it just destroyed the internet, you know? And everyone was like, oh, who's that dude? You know, I mean, were GoPro contacting you after that?
They messaged me shortly after, and they featured it as their video of the day.
Wow.
So now I've got my foot in the door with GoPro Australia New Zealand, which is cool. Hopefully try and suss something with them later on.
Hard out. Logan, what do you want to be when you were a kid? I mean, it's kind of played out a little bit for you in a good way, you know, through this heavy start to things. You know, you lost your old man, you said, and there was some kind of like maybe a shaky moment where someone else might have taken that, might have got on top of them and might have gone downhill a little bit. But you've seemed to be able to you know, find opportunity, create opportunity, and then just enjoy that. But what did you want to be when you were a little fella? What was the goal?
I guess I was just like any other Kiwi kid, wanting to be the next sort of rugby player, the next Jeff Wilson, the next Christian Cullum. I was playing rugby ever since I was five, since I was a little fella. My old man was coaching me. He coached me from like when I was 5 to 16 or something. When I was at school or something, I was never like, I want to be this, I want to be that. There's always been a bit of confusion, and maybe that's why I chose plumbing, because there was an opportunity that arose, and I just jumped at it, the chance of getting out of school. Even now, like, when people ask me what I want to do with it, it's hard to say. Like, I'm sort of just rolling with the punches. There's a few opportunities presenting themselves, but it's about choosing the right ones that I want to do. Yeah. But yeah, I guess the ball's in my court at the moment. And I guess the ball's in everyone's court. You can do with your life what you set your mind to, you know. If you put your heart and soul into something that you're passionate about, anything can happen.
And do you like, do you, you know, I don't want to get too airy fairy, but do you do things outside for your own, like, health, like maybe physically or mentally? Are there things that you've picked up on your trips, things that make you happy, or are you looking inside for your happiness? Do you know what I mean? Like, we have people that talk about mindfulness and meditation and kind of things like that. What's your way to kind of like let some steam out?
That does happen a lot to me. I'm a person that's a big overthinker, and I do start to stress out. But I work out quite regularly. Probably go to the gym about 4 or 5 times a week, and that's kind of like my happy place, and it's a chance to release my stress. I do. I'm quite a spiritual person in some ways. I do believe in the outer world, and I have experienced it firsthand with things.
Really?
Yeah, especially with my dad after he passed, and sort of things going on like that. But yeah, it's just trying to take a deep breath, and you know, like there's no real point stressing about stuff. It's, you know, life's just too short.
Yeah, man. I mean. And that's not an area we thought we were going to travel down in this podcast. It was supposed to be just a cool chat with people, but right from the start, we started realizing that, man, there's something else going on. You know, there's a reason why so many people are unhappy.
Yeah.
And we're not professionals in any area, but there has to be a solution, you know? And it's stories like yours which say, man, if it's getting too much, just like, I don't know. I don't want to say it was too much, so you walked away. It kind of feels like a bit more of a progression. But to know you're doing something that was you really like,
yeah,
and to know that you were doing something you really hated, you know, there's hope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think we just get lost in that, just that no man's land of like just life sucking.
Yeah.
I hate that thought.
And like you say, it's that 9-to-5. You know, the way society portrays what life should be.
Yeah.
And it's a tough one. Like, I could have easily still been in that rut. That, you know, this one click of a button may not have happened. I could have lost my GoPro. Like, you know, it's just those opportunities that present themselves. But I'm always a big believer in you create your own destiny. You know, you give out negative energy, you get negative energy back. Bad things happen. So it's just trying to be positive and trying to make the most of what you've got. And trying to make a positive spin on it.
That's awesome, man. So what's next? We'll wrap up this podcast in a second. What's next for you? I mean, are there things brewing that the audience should be waiting the next big thing?
Yeah, I'm about to drop. We haven't really talked about it much, but I've been the last gig I did with Air New Zealand. I've been cruising around the country for the last 2 months, which has just been unreal. I haven't really
Take it for granted, man? That's gangster, eh? You're like going around.
Nah, mate, I definitely don't take anything for granted these days. Like, especially, I appreciate every single moment when I'm traveling and especially with around New Zealand, you know, being the own grassroots. But no, that's been unreal. It's been so wicked. So that the launch of that video is in a couple of weeks. I've had a couple videos gone out so far. There's been a Queensland one and a video down from the west coast of South Island, a helicopter trip that we did. So this, it's called Kiwi Days. So that's coming out on 28th of April at this point, hopefully.
Awesome.
That's going to be wicked. It's probably my best video yet. So it's going to be unreal.
Sweet.
And hopefully, man, that opens a few more doors. And
I mean, the thing is, you're putting the positivity out, and I like this idea that if you make the effort to be happy and to share that, you know, you're not like hiding anything, saying like, I'm not going to share anything. This is my little secret of how to make these videos, you know?
Yeah.
And we're the kind of same, not that we're on your level, but it's kind of like, you got to make an effort to be happy,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And if you do, hopefully life's fair enough that it will like give you a high five back, you know?
Yeah.
We ask every guest, man, just to, if, you know, I'm still trying to work out this question. Maybe we're never supposed to know, but if you could put your finger on what the meaning of it all is, why we're here, what's the point of us being so random? What's your view on the meaning of everything, bro?
Oh, man, I ask myself that question every day. I don't know. Like, who knows why we're here, like how we're here, but we are here. So you just got to make the most of it, enjoy it while we're here, because it can be taken away so quick, and then who knows what's on the other side. So while we're here and while we can control what we control, then, you know, everyone's got an option, everyone's got choices, so do it while you can.
Awesome. Logan Dodds, thank you so much, brother.
Cheers, brother. Thank you for having me.
That's us, folks. Logan, thank you so much, bro. Honestly, you're inspiring me to just get out there to do it. You're making my head realize that we do need to be doing what we love. And so it's stapled in there now. Is that the right term? Stapled? It's sunk in there now? It's... what's the right term? It's cemented in there now that we need to do what we love. And I know that I love podcasting. I know that I love my family. And I know that I like good mates. So all those things for me are working out. Just need to work out now how to make it worth money, which is where Logan's cool, because his thing is making him money. Might not be much from what he was saying, but it's making him money. He's on the right track. And that's all we could ever ask for, right? Is to be doing something we like that can bring us a little bit of money, and so we can continue doing that. Thanks to everyone that makes My Kiwi Life possible. Paul Spain and the crew from Podcasts NZ. Google that right now for an awesome New Zealand catalogue. Crawford, thank you, man, for doing it every week with me. We're doing this for love, bro. Me and you, there will be money at the end of the tunnel. Not that we need to be getting greedy, but just so we can do this as a job. I'd like to thank all the people who listen to the show, who are new to the show, who are sending positive feedback for My Kiwi Life. It's not easy to put yourself out there, and it's scary, but to know that there's an awesome, educated bunch of people who are also pondering this idea of what the heck is it all about, and you guys are the ones that are motivating me to get this done every week. And that's us, folks. End of another episode. No fear, we'll be back next week with a cool guest, Richie Hardcore. I suggest you go and Google that after you've Googled everything else I'm telling you about. Check out my new daily vlog, the Will Fleming vlog. You can search that on YouTube and subscribe. Why not blanket subscribe to everything I'm doing? Subscribe to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. All of that stuff. I will honestly, if you send me an email and say you've done all that, I'm down to, you know, buy you a beer. I think that's a very good payment for that. Okay, folks, that's us for this week. See you next week. Hugs to everyone.
Whoa, this is my Kiwi Life.
The song's called People Get Together.
Together, let's stop all this fighting in the streets tonight. People, can't you see? You're wasting your time for love and harmony. Let's get it together. And maybe one day you will see that your mind is your friend, not a means to an end. It goes on. Fighting on the street tonight. People, can't you see? You're wasting your time for love and harmony. Let's get it together. You're wasting no time, or you will see that your mind is your friend, not a means to an end. It goes on. It goes on.